or 075.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Do want to remind you, around 9:30, we'll have Riley County appraiser Greg McHenry on the show. Give us an update on the housing market in Riley County. Still here with Manhattan Fire Department Assistant Chief Brad Clausen, right across from me in studio. And Brad, one thing I wanted to go over, and I think we went over this before when you've been in recently, but maybe just to remind folks, a lot of folks are always used to hearing you introduced on these airwaves as Manhattan Building Official Brad Clausen, and now it's Manhattan Fire Department Assistant Chief Brad Clausen. You're still doing a lot of the same stuff,
yeah,
but just a little bit different.
Absolutely, very much. did a little reorganizing here last spring at the fire department, and grouped some functions together, you know, for efficiency purposes, and renamed our division. It's now Risk Reduction and Code Services, and so we incorporate anything that's inspection related, generally speaking. So whether it be building inspection, fire investigations are in our division, housed there. All of our property maintenance inspections, permitting, all of that. So it was a bit of restructuring, and you know, my title change, still overseeing that division. We have a deputy building official now, Darren Emery. I know he was here with me last time. That's taking care of a lot of just the day-to-day type building type things, and then a deputy fire marshal, Ryan Courtright, who's again, similar thing, taking care of most of the day-to-day fire inspection, fire investigation type activities. So still out there, you know, trucking away, doing a lot of the same things, but got a great staff, and they do a great job at keeping everything going.
You know, and that's one thing about just fire departments in general that I think a lot of people never realize, that that's another service fire departments do, not just here in Manhattan, but just nationwide, is those sort of building inspection services and code services. And there's a reason for that, because the more you guys are checking that out, hopefully, ideally, the less fires you have to worry
about. That's the risk reduction part of our title, you know, in our division, is trying to reduce those type of things from happening, you know. And what we do is largely focused on reducing risk in the community and trying to avoid issues before they happen. So that's, you know, anything that's associated with that probably falls under our roof. Manhattan's a little unique in that you know, the building code and all of that is within the fire department. That's not really common, although there are some other areas. Olathe is one of those that's that way, that incorporate all of that together. But it really works well. We've been there since 1996 as part of the fire department, and I think it's worked really well over the years. Really forms a good working relationship between the building inspectors, fire inspectors, and everybody that might be part of a, you know, project or something like that that's going on.
It's more than fighting flames and getting cats out of trees.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, our operations division does a great job on that, and but then our division tries to avoid some of those type of things from happening in the first place. So,
here with Manhattan Fire Department Assistant Chief Brad Clausen, and let's touch on something that we kind of mentioned a little bit in that first segment, kind of going back to the fire that MFD attended to on the Living Word Church super early Wednesday morning. And we kind of talked about how the cause of that fire is very related to the cause of Dusty Bookshelf fire way back a couple years ago. And you do have an update on Dusty Bookshelf.
Yeah, we get questions on, you know, where were they at with rebuilding that, and they're in the middle of a project right now. The contractor is on getting the building put back into a what we'd call a white box finish. In other words, the building is all structurally sound, dried in, and it's ready for a tenant to come in and do a tenant finish on it. So hopefully they'll be done with that, I hope, here in the next month or so, maybe a little bit more, kind of hard to tell right now. But they're working on constructing some steel structure inside of that building. So I know there was some concern about whether or not, you know, the original, you know, that building is such an iconic look on that corner of Aggieville that there was some concern, I think, about whether it was going to be structurally sound enough to save some of those stone walls. And they were able to do that and you know, get the building put back into a structurally sound condition while still maintaining the look of the original structure. So really happy to see that. But as soon as they get that done, I would imagine we'll see a tenant finish project here before too long for the inside.
Long time coming on that. Do you have any idea on it? And it seems like I've heard so many different things as far as Dusty Bookshelf returning, and because they were in the middle of a sort of a restoration or
right.
remodeling mm-hmm. when this fire happened, and going back to those stained rags sure. is what caused that fire. But do you know what's going to happen tenant-wise?
No, I mean, that's still kind of between the property owner and the tenants. I think they're looking at their options with that. I don't want to speak for either one of those as to what their final plan is going to be. But, you know, hopefully we'll see them back in there and back in business here sometime soon.
Either way, just as long as that building's kind of functioning
for sure.
in some way, that's,
yep,
that's
for sure.
a big plus. Here with Brad Clausen, he's Manhattan Fire Department Assistant Chief. And Brad, got just about 3 minutes left before we get Greg McHenry in here, Riley County Appraiser. But you still got some other things you wanted to touch on.
Yeah, just a few other projects, some things that are done now that we've issued occupancy certificates for. There's a Kia dealer out on the west side of town, east side, out on Highway 24. The Blue Stem Grill and the new foundation building there on Kimball's done and open. Good to see that. The Firehouse Subs over in the North End redevelopment area where Smashburger used to be, that's done and open, I believe. And so nice to see some of those kind of things, some of those projects finished up and doing business now. The Raising Cane's and Panera I mentioned earlier are open and running, I think. And you know, so commercially, we're looking really pretty good for commercial construction. Our housing construction's been kind of treading water here lately. You know, we're down a little bit in our number of new houses. Although we did have a bit of a pickup this month, a little more than the past couple of months. And I noticed we just we got our first permit application for the North Wing Phase 2 addition, which is out on Marlatt out here, and right next to the Lynx, that new apartment complex. There's, about 30, 35 new single-family lots right there. And so hopefully we'll get our first house started in that pretty quick. And I would expect that to go pretty quickly, so I think that'll kind of help our housing construction here through the fall and next winter and spring.
All right. Anything else?
Always lots of other stuff. We had went to the Manhattan Association of Realtors, had their housing roundtable yesterday. Dr. Longhofer from Wichita State comes here once a year and talks with various folks in the community and industries to formulate his housing forecast for the following year. So, you know, I think just based on what came out of that, it sounded like everybody, I guess maybe the word would be cautious optimism on, you know, housing for the next year or so. You know, there's a lot of houses being built still out in Pottawatomie County, east of town. So, you know, when you look at our numbers plus the Blue Township numbers, our housing market's still pretty good, I think, overall, especially compared to some other areas.
You know what? That's probably a good spot to end on and a good segue for when we get Riley County Appraiser Greg McHenry in.
Sounds
here.
Good.
Brad Clausen, Manhattan Fire Department Assistant Chief. Thanks for coming in, Brad.
You bet. Thanks.
More in Focus coming up.